Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God speaks to us faithfully in the heart. In the heart is where the will is formed. If we love the Word of God, we give it a chance and it'll grow and develop in us. Help us to see what we normally could not see and do what we normally could not do. And as we learn the Word of God, as we receive it, we grow from glory to glory. We ever increase. Because in His Word is His wisdom, His love, His logic, life, the life of God. Now, Satan tries to get us distracted with anything that we'll fall for. If he can change our focus, I've said many times, if he can change our focus, it changes everything. The Word of God helps us to see the Lord, and we ever increasingly look at Him. Now, we don't physically see Him, but we see Him. We see the essence of who He is. He made us in His image. And as we grow, we have more clues of who the Lord really is and how what He's like. And we learn to trust Him. We believe Him. And when we act on that belief, it's faith. We live by our faith. And faith is more than just believing. The devils believe and tremble. Faith acts on the knowledge of God with love. And faith works by love. And faith is very important. Faith is how we activate our trust. Trust is a noun. Faith is a verb. We activate our trust by faith. And we ever increase. We ever increase. We get to, because we see God. Every interaction, every act of faith, it helps us to see God. Faith is looking to God. Faith is considering what God said. Faith is building on the words that He spoke. And from that point, we can go forward and not backwards. Trust is what happens because we have faith. We trust God because last time it was good. And this time, I know it's going to be good. Because faith is looking to the future from a past position. And because I trust God, I speak. I bless what God gave me to do. I do it with enthusiasm. I make the changes I need to make. When the Lord points something out to me, I stick with it. When Satan tries to make it look like it's not going to work, I stick with what God said because I trust the Lord. I don't see everything God saw, but I know that His judgment is perfect. And He thinks of everything. He evaluates everything before He speaks. So the Lord has so much to say, and He's going to help us to grow. He's going to help us to go forward and not backwards. He's going to help us see what we normally could not see, do what we normally could not do. That's just the way it is. And we grow from glory to glory. We learn from glory to glory. We learn how things work. And we learn how to fight the good fight of faith. See, faith has fight. It has a good fight. And it's perfect. That's why we're more than conquerors. We can speak what we desire, and it has to happen. We speak the things of the Word, and it happens. And it's perfect. It's good knowledge. And the Lord is going to help us grow in every way of life. He's going to help us do what could not be done, see what could not be seen. And as we go, as we grow from glory to glory, we change from glory to glory. We have more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding to work with, more experience to trust God with. See, our good experiences help us to see and trust God even more and faster. There's less time of reluctance. The world is reluctant. The sway of the world is reluctant. When Isaiah the prophet brought Isaiah insight and knowledge about what Pekah Remaliah's son and the king of Syria, what they were plotting against him, the king's heart, when he heard the threats of his enemies, his heart and the people were swayed like the trees in the wind. They were terrified until Isaiah the prophet spoke the word of God, told them not to be afraid, and their plots wouldn't come to pass. And then he was able to go forward. It encouraged them. And it strengthened him. The prophet said, ask for a sign. He said, I won't ask for a sign or tempt the Lord. And then he told the people, will you weary men? Will you weary God also? And he said, the Lord will give you a sign. And he talked about Emmanuel, how a virgin would have a son. See, the world has its own sway. The logic of the world that we were taught, we have to unlearn it. And we unlearn it by faith over time. Now, when God do a miracle, a lot of it just goes away. When the Lord do a miracle, alcoholics don't need wine anymore. They have no craving for it. When people on drugs, they can walk away from it. People that's addicted to sex, they can walk away from it. But the Word of God will teach us, most people have to work it out of their life. They have to use their faith and drive it out of their life. The miracles are not as, it happens, but not as often as the people that have to just drive it out of their life. And most of the time when people get saved, they're tired of the world anyway. They just don't know how to get rid of it. But that's what we need the Word of God for. It would systematically show us how to destroy all the terrible things of the world and drive it out of our lives. It can be driven out. Jesus gave us power over sin. He cleansed us from it. And he gave us a new heart. Our heart, the new man, don't desire sin at all. But the mind, some people get saved, they just want to go to heaven. They don't want to face the world anymore. They don't want to get sucked back into it. Sometimes they're afraid that they will. And they don't like that misery. But the Word of God will systematically show you how to destroy it. And I share with people all the time, kill the greatest weakness first. Whatever's been the biggest problem, kill that first. And I use the word kill it because I found out you can kill it. A lot of people don't know that they can kill old desires. They can be destroyed. They can be totally destroyed to the point that you just don't want it anymore and you hate it. I prayed for it and I spoke it by faith and I confessed it. Charles Capps taught us how to confess the word, speak what you want to happen. He said it won't happen just because you say it, but saying it is involved. It helps us to fortify our heart, set our gauge, set our rudder to where we're going. And when you determine something, it's true. And the enemy don't want people to know these kind of things. You fill your heart with the Word of God, and you'll have stamina and strength to destroy all the plots and peculiar plans of Satan. And then you won't be roadkill. You'll be able to go forward. You rise above it all, high above the snake line. I love Peristone. He said he had a message called "Rising, Living Above the Snake Line." You know, he I didn't know this until I saw it, until I watched his program. The high mountains, 6 to 10,000 feet mountains, there's a place that certain snakes just won't cross over. So I Googled it. Some snakes, they won't go past 6,000 feet elevation. And some, 10. And some, 11. But after a while, you don't see snakes on a mountain. There's a snake line. And some people draw a line, the highest point of, that a snake just won't go on his own. So there's a point up high, there's no snakes. And men figured that out. And he coined, he preached a message, living above the snake line. And now to preach. See, we're down here on earth, but we rise above the rudiments of the world, the way the world is measured it, the way the world, the logic of the world. We rise above it. We hate it now. And if you hate sin, Satan can't tempt you. And you can control what you like and what you don't. Satan tries to entice. He's trying to hijack your will against you. He's trying to, you want this. And he dazzles it before your eyes. And the logic of the world, the lust, the greed, the pride, it's all death. And death is rejection of life. He wants you to reject life. He wants you to reject God. Not just sin against him, reject him totally. And then eventually call him your master. And that's not going to happen. He's a loser. An illusionist. He's going to give you nothing. He never gave anybody anything. Never. I don't know what he did when he was an angel, but since he's been Satan, he don't give anybody anything. He seduces and takes from people. He takes away their life, and he uses their strength, and that's all he does. He doesn't do it himself. He uses your logic against you. He's poisonous. His whole mindset is just poisonous. It's deadly, and it's just a cancer of the universe. And God's going to drive his behind right on out of it. Put him in hell, or lock him up. And all the people that like him, people that act like him, going to lock them up too. Because it's just not right. It's not going to work. Now, the Lord loves us, and he cares about us. He's going to help us. He's going to help us go forward and not backwards. And one sinner can destroy much good. People don't know how powerful they will become. They don't have a revel. You're going to grow. You're not going to ever die. And what I mean by that, if the rapture takes too long, our bodies will die. But our spirit will never die. It's going to be somewhere. It's either going to be in heaven or in hell. If we don't decide to go to heaven through Jesus Christ, we're not going to heaven. And then the only other place is hell. There's no purgatory. The closest thing to purgatory is earth. While you're breathing. A hospital. Hospice. That's it. Your deathbed. That's as close to purgatory as you're going to ever be in. But the life of God in you, your breath, gives you a chance to receive the grace of God. So those who don't get saved, just don't get hurt. Don't get killed. Don't get killed in the car wreck. Don't take your own life. Don't die. But if you want to live forever, believe on Jesus. And he will help you go forward in life. He loves you and he cares about you. And that's just the way he is. He loves us. And he cares about us in every way of life. He values us greatly. And all of that determined love, he died for us, all of us, collectively and individually. He thought of you. He loves us. The Lord knows everybody. He knows who will be born. And no matter how you were born, he loves you. Some people, they were born, they are children that were born out of wedlock or adultery. God loves the child. And sometimes the enemy will use your past against you. He tell people not to know where they fit in the universe. They feel like they shouldn't be. No, God loves you. The children of the parents that sin, the parents should not have sinned, but they did. But the child is still a person that God deeply loves. Even if the woman was raped, God loves the child. People should not commit fornication and adultery. But the child didn't commit fornication or adultery. The child didn't rape anybody. The parents did. The parents did what they should not have done. But God values the child just like a child that was born in marriage. Just like the child that was born in marriage and their parents did everything right. And guess what? Both of the children are sinners. They're born in sin. And both of them got to be saved. But he values you. And those who were born out of wedlock or in adultery or their father raped the mother or whatever happened, God loves you. And you're valuable. And you're just going to have to value yourself. And if you don't feel like you can do it by faith. And you're going to see what the old preacher... See, faith will always take you to the truth. All these are facts. All right, just go to heaven. You're going to see all kind of people from all kind of backgrounds, from all kind of situations. And they one thing they have in common, they trust in Jesus as their Savior. And you're going to see them wearing crowns. You're going to see the things that God did in their life. They're going to talk about it. You're going to have a record of God's love in their life. And they struggle with the fact that things started wrong. And they found out that God is love. They found out that God is good. And they found out that God values them the same as people that did it right. And a lot of people are going to be saved because of it. Don't listen to Satan on anything. He's a liar. And people shouldn't do wrong. But God does right anyway. You know, I remember I used to feel goofy. Like I didn't do things the perfect way, or you know, I didn't like the way I did things sometimes, and I felt like my life had lack of order. And And sometimes I didn't feel smart. But then I had authority over, I found out I had authority over Satan. And I could rebuke Satan at my will, and it works. I could do them, you know, as some things I tried to do just didn't work out right. And my life don't always look perfect. A lot of things are not in place like I want it. And I just feel goofy sometimes, just goofy. And then I thought about how Satan said he's just gonna take over everything. He gonna rise above and be like the Most High. And then he get defeated by somebody goofy like me. And I love it. Because God loves me. In this life, we don't know. It's a lot of things, wisdom that we're not operating in, that we could be operating in, but we're not. But our life is not long. 100 years is not long. It'll be over before you know it. Time. You know, we're running out of time every day we wake up. In 1,000 years, I'll look real perfect. I'll be able to do the things that, you know, with the precision I really want to, that I don't have the wisdom for yet. But I like the fact that I can rebuke Satan, and everybody gets to see him defeated by somebody that's just goofy. You know, Satan is the one that tempts people to write songs that increase fornication, adultery, and he tempts people to do these things, and then they have children, and then the children grow up and get saved and learn who Jesus is and learn that they have authority over Satan, and he try everything he can to trap them in life and mar their life and make them feel low. And then they learn who Jesus is and act on his word and defeat him. I love it. I want you to defeat Satan in every way, and no matter what he did to you. If somebody did you wrong in life, forgive them and rise above the snake line. Don't let what they did devalue you. Women, girls that were raped, and nowadays even boys that were raped, or people bullied you, or whatever they did, or they put you in fear. See, perfect love casts out fear. You love God, you learn to love man, and you can confess that you love him. And now, if you do these things, if you love people, even the people that did you wrong, you'll rise above them, and you won't fear them. See, when you don't fear people, they can't. You're not under their control anymore. It doesn't matter who it is. If it's a thug gang, a gang of thugs, and they're known for killing people, and when you're not afraid of them, they don't know what to do. They thrive on fear. Anybody can pull a trigger. I can pull the trigger if I want to. But we have weapons that are mighty. We can stop Satan. If you can stop Satan, you can stop with his actions in people. The Lord taught me that when you rebuke Satan, men are not that hard to deal with. When you stop Satan in his works, men are getting in line. And when you don't fear him, they don't have anything to work with. And I thank the Lord for what he's doing and how he's doing everything. Trust him in every way. There he is. Because he truly loves you. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.